Cold fluorescent lights buzz overhead in the sub-basement collections room. The air smells like dust and nitrile. You are the lead osteologist, staring down at a jawbone resting in your latex-gloved hands. It just came out of the final crate from the riverbed site. Outside the loading dock doors, David, the tribal repatriation officer, waits in an idling van. You can see his breath fog the window as he looks up and taps his watch. A federal court order is blunt. Every set of remains from this site must be surrendered by noon for ceremonial reinterment. You have 10 minutes, then you see it. The dental morphology is wrong for the accepted timeline, unmistakably older by your trained eye, 20,000 years older than any known human presence on this continent. If you are right, this bone could force textbooks to be rewritten and careers, including yours, to pivot overnight. David steps in and holds out a padded wooden box. Last one, he says. You also know what happens next. Once this jaw goes into the earth tomorrow, it will not come back for study. A high-resolution scan would preserve critical data without damaging the bone, but it takes 4 hours. Keeping it would violate the injunction and could cost your university its federal funding and could harden trust for years. You could also snap off a molar root for DNA sequencing in 2 seconds. But that is permanent, and to David, it would be desecration of a sacred ancestor. David is waiting, box open, and the clock is still moving. What's your call?